I asked my wife if she would serve me breakfast in bed, and she said, no problem, sleep in the kitchen. World events. You know, I read a newspaper yesterday in Nova Scotia, Canada, and I got very depressed after reading it. Wow, it's just kind of interesting. Here it goes, all in one newspaper. Halifax murder trial postponed, blah, blah, blah. So-and-so among 18 people charged with attempted murder. Another one is Halifax man stand trial for second-degree murder. The next one is a Halifax police officer pleads guilty to assault. Halifax police officer new charges in sexual abuse, and page after page. And I thought, wow, this is Nova Scotia. Look at this stuff. Here's what here. Here's a man seriously injured in a car crash. Here's another. A man perishes in a suspicious fire in Amherst. A New Glasgow police man is looking for two suspects that are involved in an armed robbery, and charges to be filed in a fatal school knife incident. RCMP in Escanani urge other possible victims to come forward for some abuse stuff going on there. I guess the secret here is don't read any newspapers from Nova Scotia. It's a wonderful place, Halifax and so on, but boy, I would have never thought all that bad stuff was going on. A man has been sentenced to 15 years, I believe it was in Chicago, I got this off CNN, for burning an alphabet flag, LGBT, blah, 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 from a church in Iowa. You know, that's outrageous, 15 years for burning a flag. There has to be more to this, but I read and read and reread CNN. I mean, they tell the truth all the time, right? So it must be the truth. I don't get it, 15 years. You know, what's up with that? The alphabet people. You know, recently at a roundtable discussion, there were several of us talking about the alphabet people and homosexuality and leadership. That was the main topic. And the question was, would you vote for someone who's homosexual to run your country? In part, like as a leader or as a congressman or elected member of parliament or some such. And most danced around it and what's politically correct, and most were kind of having some indigestion with it. It finally came to me and they directed the question again, and they were kind of apprehensive, and they said, well, would you, or do you think that they should be an elected person? I said, absolutely not. And they said, aha, you know, you're this and you're that. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're special interest people. They're not for all the people. I don't care if you're gay. Mary would be like, hey, but I shouldn't even know that you're gay. It's not my business, and it's not your business to continually tell me, right? Do your job. I mean, you won't do your job. You only focus on the alphabet community. What about everybody else? I mean, you're a racist. You're against the normal people. You're against all the people. You're only focusing on your little group. So, of course, a special group is, that's bad, because the country is made up of little groups, I guess, but we're one big group, and act accordingly. So I would not vote for you. And they all kind of sat there looking at me, cha-cha, sex. Got your attention? When a man is running for office, his sex life is a big deal, right? Who you slept with 40 years ago, I guess, is a big deal. Women, these are the people that want equality. They don't seem to have that bar. I find it interesting. Every woman that runs, and now I think upwards to 30% of all elected people are female, and you don't hear about all the men that she slept with or this or that. And why is that? Whatever happened to equality? Just a profound thing for y'all to think about. Move that around. See ya.